Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I know you have an update on COVID-19 in New York, including on where we are at this point with the state's finances.
Well, you know, there's good signs out there. In fact, maybe signs of waning, as officials have put it. The number of hospitalizations, looking at the figures from this weekend, the numbers were the lowest since mid-March. And digging a little deeper, Northwell Health Systems, which is a huge operator of hospitals in the state, 11 on Long Island, they reported 55% drop in the number of hospitalizations since it reached a peak back on April 8th. And yesterday they also had recorded, or rather Saturday, 28 deaths, and that was the lowest one-day total since sometime in March. Also, officials are warning, you know, to be careful. They don't want a boomerang. They don't want a second wave. But there are good signs coming through in the latest stats. And also kind of manifested in this weekend, there was great weather throughout the state. Beaches were open. And officials are saying that as long as people behave and follow social distancing rules, there's no reason why beaches can't stay open. So it's an encouraging signs, although people are still being vigilant. As far as the state's economy, you know, the state is looking at a huge hole in its revenue because so much of the businesses that sort of help fuel the economy are shut down or virtually shut down. The state has at least a $10 billion hole. They're looking for more help from the feds. The governor has the authority to make cuts. We might see that him propose to do so sometime in the middle of this month, depending on what happens in Washington, D.C.
Then you have this COVID-19-related story, Yancey. I see oil tankers off Long Island?
That's right. There's a flotilla of oil tankers anchored off Long Island, or just floating out there, a dozen or more every day for the past couple of weeks, all about due south of Long Beach, which is at the western end of Long Island, or maybe due south of Fire Island. They're sitting there with nothing to do, and that's because the oil glut and the drop in prices for gasoline, jet fuel, and other products has basically created this huge supply backlog, and the massive ships have been sitting out there with nowhere to go. They're flying under such flags as Liberia, Marshall Islands. They come from all over the world, and they've just been sitting south of Long Island, waiting to go to New York City, as officials in the industry say. They're basically serving as an interim floating storage facility until demand starts to rebound.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read these and much, much more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thank you, Dave.